when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, dear Blood River Radio family, wherever you are in the world. We love you so much. We're glad you're tuning in tonight. I know my old buddy down there in Florida, Alan, said he's going to be tuning in tonight. He went out duck hunting today and said he didn't do too good, but we'll talk about that some other time. But Alan, I'm glad you're listening. I got your note, and I'll talk to you tomorrow as soon as I can. But people, it is January the 8th. I can't believe this month is going so fast. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2022. As we always say on this show, people, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved except Jesus Christ, Almighty God. That is the only name in which man can be saved. He died on the cross while we were yet sinners. He saved my sorry tail, and he can save yours too if you will just give your heart to him. If you will confess with your lips, if you will believe in your heart, confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, you too shall be saved. People, you know, my name is Eddie Miller, listening to Blood River Radio, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We got some great guests tonight, and we'll get to that in a minute. But you know what we always do here on Blood River Radio, we appeal to the only one in the universe that can really help us, that can save us. We can do nothing, absolutely nothing, without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, without God Almighty. So we're going to go to a quick prayer. People, if you will, please bow your heads. Almighty Father God, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all things seen and unseen, you who spoke the entire universe into existence, all you had to do was open your mouth to speak. And like I've said many times before, you didn't even have to speak it. You could just think it. And you brought the entire universe into existence. Oh Lord, you sent your only Son, your only begotten Son, to earth to save us from our sin. And yes, he came on his own free will, even though you sent him. And like we said earlier, dear Lord, he died on the cross. He suffered and died, is buried, and he rose on the third day. He shall come again to judge the living and the dead. And Lord, we ask you to stay with us tonight, to please bless Blood River Radio, all of our family, bless Liberty News Radio with Sam and Jay and Cameron and all the people. And Lord, if you will, let us always ride to the sound of the gunfire. Never let us shirk our duties. Always let us do your will, Lord, and give us your wisdom, and give us the wisdom to know who the enemy is, how to attack the enemy, and give us the courage to always follow through. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, you've tuned in at a good time tonight. We have a great guest on. Our first guest coming up tonight is a fellow named Patrick Ryan, and I have his, as technologically retarded as I am, I have his website pulled up, and I'm telling you, I am envious of this website. In fact, I've been sending stuff to friends for a couple of hours off this website of his. It is just fabulous. I'll let him tell you more about this. As a matter of fact, he has his own radio show. It's called The Patrick Ryan Show. And I'm going to bring him on right now. I was on Pat's show about a month ago, I think it was. And we had a great time. We've got really good feedback from that. And without further ado, we're going to bring our man, Patrick Ryan, on right now. How are you doing, Patrick?
Eddie, it's really good to be with you. It's a privilege to be on your radio show. And as you said, you were on my show about a month ago. And returning the favor for you here today. And it's great to be with you and all your fans.
Well, I tell you what, I was really looking forward to having you on. You're a real pro. Our mutual friend, Pete Scoop Stanton, Pete used to call in when I was with the political cesspool with James Edwards. We used to be out in this place called the Bean Field. Well, Pete Scoop Scanton would call in from Rota, Spain. He was still in the Navy. Well, Pete talked to me. He called me about 5 weeks ago, I think it was, to talk, telling all about you, and said, if I could, I need to get on your show. And so we did. And I thanked Pete for that several times, and the rest is history. Hey, if you will, please give them a biography, because you have one hell of a biography, and your website is just the best I've seen. So if you will, go ahead and give them a good biography, Pat.
Well, I've been in the broadcasting industry since 1997 was my entry point into the business. I think it's been about 22 years, and for the first 20 years that I was in the industry, I was primarily invested in sports commentary and sports opinion, and I had been working in markets such as Denver, Colorado, and Jacksonville, Florida, Huntington and Wheeling, West Virginia, places like that, and the apex of my career was when I went and did national radio for 5 years with Sirius XM. And after that, I've tried a couple of different online iterations, but nothing seemed to really sustain itself until this most recent edition of what I'm doing online. Eddie, we took off back on December the 9th of 2019, and we've been going strong ever since then, and following all of the madness and the chaos and the insanity that's going on in the world today, and spitting out truth to people. The one thing that I've never really been a part of is the fiction and fantasy world that's out there. I refuse to be party to that. A lot of people don't like that. Being in the truth business in the year 2022 comes with a lot of things that can place you in harm's way and put you in the crosshairs of a lot of people who like to be negative and don't want to hear people talking about the truth. But I do, and I do so unapologetically, and we've been able to build up a fan base where, to date, the show has been listened to by people in all 50 states across America and 115 international countries around the world up to this point in time. So we're having a great time. We're building our fan base. We're completely listener-supported. And just having a tremendous time doing some of the most important work, I think, that I've been able to do since I've been behind a microphone.
You've been doing one hell of a job, that's for sure. You probably didn't want to toot your horn a whole lot, but I see where you were named by Sports Illustrated as one of America's best. And you were also named by Talkers Magazine as one of America's best. And I could tell by the first night I was on your show that you were a real pro, Patrick. You really was. I consider it an honor to be on your show. I'm somewhat of an amateur, I guess I've told people my very first love, I guess, I shouldn't say this on radio, I guess, is my running. I'm a, what they call a St. Jude hero. We run marathons for St. Jude. I'm totally addicted to the damn run. I don't know how I got addicted to something that's so painful. But old combat medic, lab tech, then registered nurse. I've had a long, so I'm pretty much, compared to somebody like you, an amateur. We had to sell gold to get our show going years back in 2018, and I had to have Sam to kind of, gosh, you would not believe how computer illiterate I was then and am. I've improved some, but not as much as I should have. We have two great guys running the show tonight, Jay and Jay's son, Cam. Well, his real name's Cameron, but we call him Cam. I don't have to do anything. They do all this tech stuff for me. But it's truly, truly an honor to have you on. We have another fellow who's going to come on and talk to you a bit after a while. He's really on fire to talk to you because he heard our show last week. His name is Ryan Owen. He'll come on in a few minutes. He is a League of the South brother. I don't know if you knew or not. I'm a member of the League of the South. A lot of the guys that come on our show is a member of the League of the South that helped me out. But in here, you mentioned, we talked about Charlottesville. I didn't remember, but he did. We talked about Charlottesville about a month ago. And we have so many things that I got off your website I would like to ask you about.
Sure.
But just to set the table for when Rand comes on, he was one of the guys. I was at Charlottesville. Rand was at Charlottesville. I met a lot of dear brothers that bonded as friends for life at Charlottesville. I've told my grandson, I don't think he really realizes what his grandfather has done. I was there at Charlottesville. That'll go down in history as some kind of a watermark in history. And not to toot my own horn, but another apex in my career was back in the first week of June. I got invited to Pensacola, Florida, and I was able to go down there and do a radio show with the survivors of the United States Ship Liberty, the Liberty reunion. And two days before I left, they said, oh, by the way, you're going to have to speak. So I didn't have anything prepared. And then you speak for 30 minutes. Then they came back and said, oh, by the way, the next day, you need to speak for an hour because we uninvited somebody. But you're a high water mark for our show, too. And we'll be going to a break any second. But when we come back, if you don't mind, if you don't have anything prepared, I would like to talk about Charlottesville briefly. I would like to especially cover this thing on your website. It says, we have an epidemic of brutal black criminality in America. We covered last week with Christian Newsom and Shannon Christian about their horrific slaughter. And I noticed that was the very first entry, I guess you'd say. I'm going to pull it up right now on your website. We talked about that. And one of our co-hosts, Gene Andrews, he was a former Marine, but he hates the Marine Corps now because of what they've turned into. His daughter and son were up there really close to where that happened, that slaughter. Well, I hear the music, Patrick. We're going to go to a quick break. We're coming right back. We'll go right straight to you. And I'm going to get in touch with this Rand and see if he wants to come on for a minute, because he's got some questions he wants to ask me. People, hang on to your seat. We're going to come right back to Mr. Rand, Patrick Ryan. Be right back. He's got his own TV, his own radio show.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I'm really excited tonight. I guess the question would be to the family out there, when am I not excited? We have this great, fabulous guest on the night, Patrick Ryan. Forgive me. Well, I know so many Ryans and Rands. We have one guy, one of my brothers, his name is Rand, and this guy's name is Patrick Ryan. But they're both good folks. But anyway, Patrick, like I say, we have this guy's coming in. Rand Owen, he wants to ask you some questions about Charlottesville. He was there, and I have no clue what he's going to ask, but if you don't mind, he's going to, if you want to let him talk, but he wants to ask you some questions and make some make some comments. Okay, so are you ready to go, Rand?
I'm here, Eddie.
Okay, well, we have this guest, though. He's a great guy, man. He's a professional. You know, me and you is amateurs, but we don't have the education he's got. He's a pro, and he's totally 100% on our side. He's the right thinker. So go ahead and Pat, this here is Rand Owen. We're putting you on with, and he's one of my kind of part-time co-hosts. He's League of the South brother. He's an Alabama farmer in Alabama because he has his own construction business. But anyway, go ahead, Rand, and ask Pat any questions you got.
Hey, Patrick, how are you this evening?
Rand, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm good, sir.
It's nice meeting you. I had listened to the show that Eddie was on with you, and I enjoyed it, and I intend to listen again when I have a chance. Sounds like you think like we do.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. I'd love to have an Eddie on. We're going to have him on again, I'm sure. But it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance and to be on this radio show here tonight.
Yeah, same here. Hey, let me ask you this. One thing that had crossed my mind, Patrick, you know, as far as Charlottesville, and it's not directly about Charlottesville, but do you think that the left... Maybe right now we might say that they're not so sure about being able to actually come and take our guns. So maybe they gonna maybe swing around and use some other tactics like the setup in Charlottesville, and also use the liberal courts to deter good white folks from using their weapon to defend themselves and their property. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, I find myself thinking about that quite often, Rand, and, you know, it's also an occasional talking point on my own show. I know this, they're not going to come and get my gun without a fight. I think that, they'll continue to try to look for opportunities to get people and build up a feeling, a groundswell of support across the country for people not to have weapons in their possession. And the only people that would be left with weapons in their possession would be the police and the military. I don't see that ever happening, though. I think that there are well too many of us who value our possession, our weapons, and value the Second Amendment to the Constitution, and they're always going to be on the prowl, looking for different ways and loopholes, as you say, and opportunities by which to get the weapons out of our hands and leave us defenseless. And but I think here the gun culture in America is so strong that I don't see them getting to the point, at least not anytime soon, of having the weapons removed from our hands and having a defenseless United States of America. I just don't see that.
Right. I think they're just going to try to use the liberal courts to make people think twice about using them. But another thing, you know, the law firm out of New York, the really a Jew-run law firm that brought the defendants to trial in Charlottesville, you know, they were open about that their intention was for something like that happened in Charlottesville to never happen again. That Kaplan lawyer, she was very open about that. I mean, uh-huh. They don't even try to hide it. It's in your face.
Right.
You know. I mean, to go and try to, I mean, Patrick, we had a legal permit. A lot of folks went up there. We had been to New Orleans to demonstrate the removal of the nice Robert E. Lee monument there. And we met the same thing. It was probably 1,500 or 2,000 of them. Anti-Fa, Black Lives Matter type, leftist type. And that would have happened that day. But the difference was the police and the authorities in New Orleans, they kept us apart. But the authorities, as everybody knows in Charlottesville, they had no intentions of ever keeping us apart. You know, that whole place in Charlottesville, I mean, you got those characters like Wes Bellamy. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Yes. And, I mean, they're just rotten to the core, you know, but...
Well, that whole thing was a setup. Yeah, to the point of just as you say, that was an intended situation. The people that that had the permit to demonstrate there, of which you were a part of, it would have been a peaceful demonstration. There would have been no altercations. There would have been no violence. There would have been no arrests. There would have been no bloodshed. There would have been none of that. But, you know, as we see in the case across the country, whether it's in Charlottesville or anywhere across the country, when the people that are perceived to be on the right side of the aisle or conservative in philosophy want to get together and hold a demonstration, as soon as the left and some of these radical terrorist organizations get word of this, they show up and all hell breaks loose and, you know, people get arrested and people are punching and kicking and fighting against each other. And what this does is, it provides the news media out there to go out and to do what they do best, which is to try to throw shade at conservative-minded folks. And so it's not a level playing field. And, you know, the opportunity for people of our mindset to go ahead and to speak or to protest or to assemble peaceably is always threatened once word gets out and the left becomes aware of what our intentions are to do something. They're always going to try to do something to provoke us into some sort of a battle, and that's exactly what happened that day at Charlottesville, unfortunately.
And so many people, Patrick, will not participate in things like that. I mean, good, upstanding people, because they don't want to get pulled into something like the lawsuit that, 20 of the Unite the Right participants wound up in, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd like to interject here something, if you don't mind, Rand. You know, I told...
No, go ahead,
I told Dr. Hill, Dr. Hill's brother of ours, and he's our leader. I told Dr. Hill, why are you even going up there? Why are you even going to that snake pit? You know you're going to lose. You know there's no way in hell we're ever going to come out winning. Tell them to go to hell. Stay in your county down there in Alabama. It's a small place down there in Alabama. Get your county sheriff. Get him on your side. And get you a constitutional militia, a constitutional posse, and tell those people in Charlottesville to kiss your ass. Tell them if they want you so bad, they can come get you because you got something waiting on them. You know what? We have to stop, and I'm not going to hog the show because we got this great guest, but we have to stop recognizing their authority. By the fact that you look at the South even went there, it went into their so-called courtrooms, what you're doing, you're giving them credibility. You're acknowledging that they have authority over you. The way I look at it, the so-called federal government has no authority over me or anybody else. They have totally destroyed their any semblance of authority that they have, any righteousness, they're a corrupt or a criminal organization. So why would you go in there? You know, and we always preach resistance. One of my solutions to this is you don't go and you refuse to be quote. Arrested because it's not an arrest. It's a damn kidnapping. But I'm going to shut up right now and go back to. I'm sorry I interjected too much. Go ahead, Patrick.
No. You didn't interrupt, Eddie. I mean, it's your show. Please feel free to speak whenever you want. I don't. You know, I'm not someone who recognizes this federal government. I was talking most recently on my last show of this past week about the illegitimacy of the United States federal government, and would love to see nothing more than a complete and total overthrow and a new system put into place. But I doubt that's ever going to happen as well, at least not anytime soon. But I don't
go
recognize
to a quick
the government.
Oh. Pat, I'm sorry, we have to go to our first break. We'll be right back. We're going right back to Patrick Rhines as we come back.
Program. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays into success. The Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
The travel nightmare continues this weekend with over 3,000 flights delayed or canceled on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
It's individual liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line, and the impact would be incredibly significant. We'd have rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
President Biden is among those paying tribute to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on Saturday. Biden, former President Obama, and other Democratic leaders among the speakers taking part in the memorial service in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
Well, dear people of Blood River Radio family, without further ado, without wasting any more time, we're going to segue. We're changing gears right now. We're going to go into, I noticed on Rand's great website, I love it, man. It's just addictive if you like to read stuff like that, which I do. So much information there. He talks about, he has a entry there that says, we have an epidemic of brutal black criminality in America. As you people that listened to our show last week, you know, January the 7th of 2007 was the anniversary of the horrible Christopher Newsom and Channing Christian's brutal rape, torture. They were burned alive. They had acid poured on them. They had bleach poured on them. They had stuff, you know, a Drano poured in their eyes. It's horrible torture. We covered that last week. The 7th was the anniversary. We covered it. We covered it on the 1st. Yeah, we covered it on the 1st. So Patrick is going to grace us to now. He said he has this website, his great website. You can go and you can pull it up. And it's got a photograph of these two great white people and these five humanoids that did that horrible crime. So anyway, if you will, go ahead, Patrick. Tell the people about this article you have on your website. It says, we have an epidemic of brutal black criminality in America.
Well, we do. And the website, by the way, can be found at patrickryanshow.com. That's patrickryanshow.com. To me, Eddie, it's the most important and crucial thing that is not being covered. You know, the establishment media doesn't cover a lot of things that are part of the common sense crowd out there. But the one thing that they refuse to cover, I think, more than anything else, is as you say, what I think is a, as I refer to it, as an epidemic of black brutal criminality in this country that has reached epidemic proportions. And I think also that the epidemic proportions of black on white violence in America have reached proportions beyond the pale. This is something that is being hidden, and also at the same time, the powers that be in the establishment media are doing everything that they can to incite people and to work on people's emotions concerning mythical things like white privilege and white supremacy and white fragility and all that kind of stuff. And we live in the age of anti-whiteness right now, and of course this is the whole narrative is a complete and total fallacy. What we do have is as I say and as I cover on my show all the time, examples of one incident after another concerning black criminality in America. And on my website, on PatrickRyanShow.com, there, you know, the show is, or the website itself has kind of turned into a news aggregate website in addition to posting the show on the website. But as I tell my listeners all the time, if I wanted to, and there must be about 150 or 160 different stories that are up there right now, if I wanted to, I could have every story on the front page of my website having something to do with either black crime, black on white crime, black murder, black killings, black something going on in this country. It really is a disturbing trend, but what's more disturbing is the fact that nobody wants to talk about it because, I you know, for reasons that are just beyond my comprehension, having everything to do with not wanting to be labeled or characterized or smeared with some sort of a name, you know, being called a racist or a bigot or whatever. But, you know, look, the numbers don't lie. And the raw data and statistics and numbers from the federal government are there, and we see the stories all the time. And that one link that you talk about in terms of being the first story on my website, if people scroll down, is a video. And while we're told all the time that we've got nothing but white supremacy and we've got a white issue in this country, which is a bunch of malarkey, I wish I could use some other words, but I realize we're on the radio here. If people click on that link and they click on that video, that is a true caricature. That's a true representation of what is going on in America today. We don't have a white issue in this country. We don't have a white problem in this country. In fact, on the contrary, white people have done more to advance and accelerate the upward mobility of black America than anything, more than black America has ever been able to do on their own. And I think that if you look at the world's history, you cannot point to another example throughout recorded history where one group of people, where one race of people, those being white people here in America, have done more to advance and accelerate the upward mobility of another race of people as white people in America historically, particularly within the last 50, 60 years, have done for black people in America. It's not a notion. It's not a feeling. I mean, what I'm talking about is factual and things that can be substantiated with citations and example upon example that validate everything that I'm saying concerning this. And it really does fire me up, and it gets me going, because it's something that we're in the age of Negro worship in this country. At the same time, we're in the age of the diminishment and the excoriation of white America. It sickens me to my stomach, but I'm going to talk about it. Other people might be reluctant to talk about it. They might beat around the bush. I don't beat around the bush. I'm not reticent at all to point out the factual examples of the things that I talk about, and I do that with regularity and consistency on my show. It's an awful situation, but it is what it is. But I shine light on it, I expose it, and I'll continue to do so.
You know, you can say anything you want to on this show right here, Patrick. I tell you what, you don't ever pull punches. And we just have a couple of requirements here, criteria. We always name the enemy. We always name the Jew, and we always name the black. We know who the enemy is, and we have to name them. I'm going to make this quick because I don't want to take any time away from you. This on your website, this photograph you put up there. If I would ask anybody that doesn't have this, I was looking at this book. This book is entitled "The United States of Fear: Mass Delusional Psychosis" by Dr. McDonald. I don't know McDonald's first name, but I'll find that book. But if you look at this photograph, if you can see these five black, I call them humanoids. I promise you, I don't care what anybody says about me. These things there below these two white people are not human. They may be humanoid. They may be part alien. They may be some kind of an ape. But they're absolutely not human. And I don't know why these people, that these good white people, that, and I'll give you an example. Some people, where my grandson went to a so-called all-Christian school, people took extra jobs. The tuition was a fortune. The books were a fortune. Everything cost a fortune. These people, they crow and tell me, oh, I'm going to send my child. I want him to get a good Christian education. I would say, no, you don't. You're trying to keep him from a bunch of these black humanoids. You don't want your lily white daughter raped in the school's bathroom by a bunch of gorillas. That is the truth. And these people, if you look at these people on this website, I dare anyone to tell me that I'm wrong. These are not humans. These are some kind of a cross between, I don't know what the hell they are, but they're not human. And you know what, Pat? I'm going to shut up. The people I hate the most, I just simply despise these self-hating cucks. I despise these people that would take sides against these race traitors that would take sides against their own race. And but most of them, they'll live in lily white neighborhoods to stay away from the danger. You know, they're for all this Black Lives Matter and white privilege and all this crap. That's not intended for them. That's not for me. That's for thee. And I'm just going to say one more thing. I'm going to shut up because I'm getting really carried away. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, I'll be 75 years old in April. I've been here just about all my life. And I remember when you could, except in South Memphis, my friends that lived in the better part of Memphis, I grew up in a hellhole. But the other parts of Memphis that were white, people told me they could stay outside at night. Sometimes they didn't even have to lock their doors. But it progressively got bad as they did away with the Klan, as they took the authority away from the police to discipline these animals. You know, they have gone completely wild. And one more anecdotal evidence. Here in Memphis, in 1 month, we had 5 days, Patrick. In 5 days, we had 10 shootout murders. We're having shootouts. We have a major interstate, I-40. Interstate 40 goes east and west. It's one of the largest interstates in the United States. It goes all the way from the east coast to the west coast. We have Interstate 240 that goes around Memphis. They're having shootouts on the damn interstate almost every day. Every day, these black animals will pull into, one of their favorite things to do is go into a gas station or to a grocery store, and they catch people pumping their gas or getting groceries, and they just shoot them. I mean, it's just out of control. And by the way, what a coincidence, we have a black police chief, a black county mayor, a black city council, a black sheriff, and, well, there goes the music. Well, Pat, we got to go to a quick break, and we'll come right back to you, and I'll get you to take off on that.
For Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I cannot believe this time is flying so fast. We're our last segment of the first hour, and we, just in case you're tuning in, you were the Patrick Ryan. He's been in the radio business a long time. As you can tell by the way he speaks, he's very eloquent, highly educated, highly skilled. He's really a professional. He's going to go right back to what we were talking about. One of the entries on his website called we have an epidemic of brutal black criminality in America. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, I just a note on the educational part, Eddie. I just want you to know I barely made it out of high school, so don't give me too much credit there. But just to kind of put a bow on this, it's a huge issue. It's a huge problem. It's one that is kept in the shadows, and nobody wants to talk about it. And again, Negro worship at an all-time high, white excoriation at an all-time high, unprecedented levels when it comes to this kind of stuff. And as far as what you noted before about, you know, these people that live in suburban America and, you know, these lily-white neighborhoods, and they're down with BLM, and they're down with all kinds of different kinds of black causes, these people are, you know, so full of it, it's not funny. I mean, I call them people with white guilt savior complex. And of course, if any of the things that they stand for and any of the black criminality and the black threatening or the threat of black violence ever came into their neighborhood, they'd quickly change their tune. But they feel that they're kind of insulated from it. And so, you know, I guess in a lot of ways they'll put out BLM signs in front of their homes as a way to maybe keep some of the black criminality away from them. But the one thing these black people do, and the one thing that these white people think, is that they think that the black criminal will leave them alone if they find favor with black America, when nothing could be further from the truth, because at some point they're going to become a victim, they'll have their own personal comeuppance, so to speak, as the result of their naive reaction to what's going on in this world. I'm sick of the promotion of consistently that we see of blacks on television and movies and commercials, online and newspapers. It's all over the place, and I've never seen it like this. And it needs to be exposed. It's never exposed, but it needs to be exposed.
You know,
can I enter in real quick, Eddie? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man.
Dead on the head, Patrick. I'm just sitting here rah-rahing you on. But appeasement has never worked with these people. Never.
No, correct. It never has. Are you guys there?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm here.
You know, I just went to allude to that book. It talks about the United States of Fear, mass delusional psychosis. These people, you know, Patrick, before we go to this next excerpt that you off your website, and I don't want to cut Rand off, but these people, I think they really are, I really and truly believe it's a mental some type of deficit. I don't know if it'd be a full-blown illness, but they can't make common logical connections. And this book talks about that. Well, I hadn't read it yet. But, you know, Patrick, another entry on your website, and I think it's really linked close to what we're talking about. It says experts predict potential United States civil war, the fall of the democracy. If you think that's true, Patrick, do you think it's connected in any way to this all out criminality, black criminality in America?
Well, I think it's got a part to do with it, Eddie. Yeah, I think it's part of it. I mean, there's a laundry list of reasons as to why this country is at odds with one another. And, you know, we live in such a horrible piece of human existence right now, certainly the most horrible that I can recall since I've been alive. I don't know if we're going to go to civil war, you know, in a way that civil war is kind of, you know, defined by Webster's, but I do believe that there is the potential for skirmishes and different kinds of actions that could take place that in some ways have already taken place, but full out, you know, full blown civil war, you know, with one half of the country against the other, I don't think we're looking at anything like that.
We're probably in, I think it was Putin that said that we're in what he called it that like these cars that run on electricity and gas. What do they call those things? A hybrid war. I think it could be argued that we're in some type of hybrid war right now. Patrick, you said it's not an all-out shooting war, but in the bogus court systems, when these blacks are sicking these feral animals on us, these black feral animals, I think it could be termed that. And Rand, before we go, before I ask Patrick to about another entry on his website, do you have anything to add to that, Patrick? Would you have any other questions? Excuse me, Rand, do you have any other questions for Pat? Rand? You there, Rand?
I would just say there've been preludes to all wars, and this is no exception. And you know, Patrick, something else you said, you know, every nationality can get out on a street corner and have a sign and they can say, I'm proud to be Asian or I'm proud to be black or whatever. But you let a white man get out there with a sign and say, I'm proud to be white, he's going to get called all the above names, and he's going to be blackballed. He's going to be done terrible, you know. I've enjoyed you being on here, Pastor.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed the appearance as well, and you're so right about that. You know, we are the only group of people that are not allowed to express appreciation for our own heritage and our own people, and we have so much to be proud of in terms of inventions and achievements and so on and so forth. And also, as I said before, the one thing that I think that people need to really think long and hard about is find another group of people, another race of people in the world's recorded history in which they have helped another group of people, another race, as much as the white race has helped the black race. You won't be able to find it. So stop looking, because you're not going to be able to find anything pertaining to that. So we're at the crossroads of a very crucial period of time right now. And I just think I would implore white people out there to find the courage and the conviction within them to do something to get involved in the fight. And whether that's through contributions or, you know, I don't know what else they can. I mean, if you want to remain in the shadows and you don't want to get your elbows and your knees skinned up and you refuse to be on the front lines, I understand that. But let the other people who are doing the talking and the fighting for you, such as myself and Eddie and so many of the other courageous people, Michael Hill and David Duke, and so many of the other courageous people that are out there, support them and support their efforts, because they're battling for your benefits, they're battling for your rights at all times. And without people like this, I shudder to think where we'd be without any kind of a voice. But thankfully, we do have voices out there that are more than willing to speak without apology, and they do this with regularity, and that's what we need.
Thank you. That's
well,
very well spoken. You know, and by the way, speaking of doing battle for these other people, I'm not going to say where it is, but I was informed today that the January the 22nd, Patrick, that I'll be with Rand and Dr. Hill. I'm going to do my best. We're going to parts in northern Alabama. We're going to have a little operation down there, you might say, and Donnybrook. And we're going to be passing out literature off the League of the South with Blood River Radio. I'd be glad to pass out some of your stuff, Patrick. But that's one thing we got going. And something that's very dear to my mind before we go to this next excerpt is I want to go, and Dr. Hill's already said he would help supply the security. We want to go down to Ole Miss, University of Mississippi, and we want to go down there with our Confederate battle flags, and we go down there with our pamphlets to educating these mindless little robots down there who actually started the University of Mississippi that's linked to the Confederacy, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what the League of the South, Blood River Radio's got planned right now. We've got that's some of the operations coming up. But, you know, Patrick, on your website, also it said, here's one thing that really concerns me, and it was so right. This excerpt is right on the money. It talks about the purge of conservatives in the army leading to our extermination. You know, Patrick, there is a big purge going on right now in the Army, in the Marine Corps, mainly in the other services. And people might say, oh, we're conspiracy theorists, but I know damn well, if you want to see what's happening in the future, just look what's happened in the past with extermination camps. With look at the Soviet Union, the gulags up there. So what about this purge in the conservatives, Patrick? Before we run out of time, give us your take on that.
Yeah, real quick. I think that what the Biden administration, or excuse me, the Let's Go Brandon administration is doing, is trying to get rid of as many Christians and conservatives out of the military as possible. And I think that what this is going to result in is a military that's going to be left over with people that are in all sectors of military branches that will be more than happy to attack American citizens and to round up American citizens and to get the guns out of the hands of American citizens and all that kind of stuff. So I think this is clearly underway. I think it's something that is intended, and they're trying their utmost to change the military. It has been changed considerably. I've got many friends who were in the military from years ago tell me that the military today is nothing like in contemporary times today like it was when they were in it, and they're disgusted by it. But just like everything else, they're trying to water things down and to change things over to a new way of thinking and a new enlightened way of doing things, and the military is in their crosshairs and a part of what they're going after. So,
very well said. Some of the solutions I have, I would preach armed resistance. I preach that all the time. I'm not a peacenik. I don't believe in peace. There's never, ever been any liberty won by peace. It's always been won by armed resistance. I would get rid of the Federal Reserve, and I would recapture the military, and I would hang that General Milley, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I would take them, and I would hang those suckers for treason. And Patrick, I may be going a bit on the limb, but on our last show, we talked about a hit list. I would definitely get our hit list going, buddy, because they have a hit list for us. We need to get a hit list first and hit them. But it looks we're almost out of time, just about out of time. Patrick, take us out, buddy. Tell us again, how can these people get on your website? What can they do to help you, Patrick? What can our listeners do to help with your show? And give us the links again, how we can get on there.
Well, they can listen to the show, and they can support the show if they so choose to do so of their own volition. The show is heard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Pacific. Go to the website, patrickryanshow.com. That's patrickryanshow.com. You'll hear all kinds of truthful commentary and conviction-oriented soliloquies and guests like Eddie and so many other great people that come on the show that really have allowed us to do some great things over the past couple of years.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Patrick, and I can't wait to get you back on, my brother. Well, people, you heard it. We had the one and only Patrick Ryan on. Tune in to his show. Read his material. He's got a great website, and we're transitioning to the second hour, so hold on to your seats. Go get a cup of coffee. Do whatever you want to do, but be back in just a few minutes. We're going to have Miss Valerie Proto-Pappas, the 82-year-old. Hang on, people. Thanks, Patrick.